Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Romans chapter 15 and verse 13. I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in Him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Hope is a slippery word, so we need to be quite clear what Paul means by it. When we use the word hope, there's normally a maybe in our voice. We're not confident. When I say, I hope it will be sunny tomorrow, you know that I mean well and would love to think that it will be sunny, but I also realize it might not be. Or if I say, I hope the train will arrive on time, once again, you know that I'm not absolutely sure that it will. In order to understand Paul's use of the word hope, we need to get rid of any suggestion of doubt, because he was absolutely confident that the future was secure in God's hands. His future hope was built on the solid rock of Jesus' death and resurrection. He didn't have any trace of doubt that what God had promised would come true. The language of confident hope was so important for the Christians in Rome. Their daily life was a continual battle. They were few in number and surrounded by a sea of cynicism and opposition. Paul knew that it was crucial that they should be inspired and strengthened by their hope in Christ. His language is amazing. He doesn't merely say that they should be full of hope as they lived for Christ. He goes much further by suggesting that they should overflow with hope. They wouldn't merely have enough hope to keep them going, but have hope to spare, to share with those around them. In our society, there are not many people who speak about hope as they look to the future. The normal language is one of threats and fears, but we need to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus and in the power of the Spirit to overflow with His hope. So let me ask you a question. Are you hopeful as you look to the future? And now let's pray together. Holy Spirit, we invite you to fill us to overflowing with hope as we live in your strength today. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today, and I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.